although the coronavirus is the greatest public health emergency our country and state have seen in a century, it isn't the only one happening right now. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports on an outbreak of syphilis in South Central Oklahoma.
Over the past 6 months, terms like contact tracers and disease intervention have become commonplace, but they're not new. Before the coronavirus, many of Oklahoma's workers in that sector had their eyes on another disease, syphilis. From 2014 to 2018, Oklahoma experienced a more than eight-fold increase in the number of syphilis cases among women. In Carter County, near the Texas border in central Oklahoma, public health officials began prioritizing the bacterial infection more than a year ago. Even with mitigation efforts, the county has been experiencing severe outbreaks. Here's Mindy Spahn, the State Department of Health's Regional Administrative Director for the area.
Our rate, it seems, here in Carter County compared to last year, we're up 900%.
I got to talk with Spahn, as well as a Carter County public health nurse named Rebecca Burton, who served that area for 26 years. Carter County is home to Ardmore, one of the state's worst-hit areas in the opioid epidemic. Public officials began ringing alarm bells about a year ago because of an influx of heroin use, which many attribute to a crackdown on opioids. Heroin and opioids are chemically similar, and if someone addicted to opioids can't find a supply, heroin can stand in. Becky Burton says the surge in drug use has likely caused the county's syphilis cases to skyrocket, as dealers accept sex in lieu of cash payments. She says syphilis poses a particularly difficult public health challenge.
It's not just a straight-out disease like you have gonorrhea, throw two pills and a shot at somebody, boom, it's done.
First, she says syphilis is hard to identify. It can lie dormant or present differently in different people. It behaves differently at different points in infection, too. Identifying the phase and necessary treatment is difficult.
And then convincing people that syphilis is not dead, the general public seems to think that syphilis quit existing many years ago, when, as you know, it's actually more of an issue than ever before at this point.
Spahn, with the health department, says that health providers aren't mistaken about the existence of the disease, but it might not be top of mind for them. So public health officials are working with their partners in care facilities, too.
We're having to do a huge provider push to make sure that our emergency rooms, OBGYNs, our other providers are caught up on medical presentation of syphilis and how to diagnose.
Responding to a syphilis outbreak also requires contact tracers and infection specialists to track infections in communities. Needless to say, those workers have been busy.
The fact that the spike started right as COVID started, I think that has contributed to our ability to stay on top of it, because the state of Oklahoma kind of repurposed our disease infection specialists to help us with contact tracing for COVID, because that took priority at the time. And I think that you can see that that had some impact.
The coronavirus is just one of the strains that Carter County's health department and others around the state are facing. It's October, which means flu season, typically the health department's busiest time.
Right now, we have a line of cars behind our building waiting for testing. Tonight, we will have a line of cars waiting for their flu vaccine. In the middle of that, we have a family planning clinic. We're doing phone-based WIC interviews. Becky and a couple of other nurses are running two-hour syphilis or STD visits.
It's not just the coronavirus and the syphilis outbreak and the dawn of flu season. There's another, less obvious strain on the system, staffing. In early 2018, the State Department of Health was embroiled in a financial scandal, which resulted in hundreds of layoffs across the state. In this sector, it's common to use the term reduction in force, or RIF.
My district was down 42 people, and not just because of RIF. Some people were like, we're done, we're gone. Some retired.
Despite the shallow bench and competition with other infectious diseases, Carter County has kept some of its focus on the syphilis outbreak.
When we found out about the syphilis outbreak, it wasn't like, oh, we can't do that. It was, all right, how are we gonna make this happen? And, you know, we assigned Becky to be that lead for that.
It is a juggling act, I won't lie.
For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.